Growing up in Indiana, Phil Crone loved having his bedroom in the basement.
It was dark, it was cold, I would sleep till noon and not know the difference. It was wonderful.
So when Crone, who now heads the Dallas Builders Association, moved down here to Texas, he started asking why there are so few basements here. Folks told him it has a lot to do with the soil. It's expansive.
When it gets wet, it swells up. When it dries out in the summer, it shrinks. Those are a lot of forces and a lot of engineering that has to happen.
There's also geography at play. Up north, builders build down deeper to get the foundation below the freeze line. Since they're already down there, it's fairly inexpensive to make a basement and add square footage that way. Ben Bigelow is a Texas A&M construction sciences professor. He says in Texas, it's just cheaper to build up than down.
Homebuyers, they want to know what's their price per square foot? Are they getting a good deal? Are they getting as much house for their money as possible?
Bigelow says there's a cultural element too, and the logic is a bit circular.
Basements have never really been prevalent in Texas, and so people don't build them. You go to other parts of the country where they're prevalent, and it's absolutely expected.
Now that we've got more northern people relocating into the area, we get more people that ask for them.
Fort Worth builder Lynn Motherall says some Texans think basements are just going to flood if you put them in. The ones that were built down here in the past have not always been built well.
We were saying, okay, let's build a structure that would work above ground. Now let's dig a hole and stick it down in the ground. Obviously doesn't work too well.
Tom Werling runs North Texas Basements. I met him at a walkout basement he's building in a ritzy neighborhood in southwest Fort Worth. He says he spends a lot of his day just trying to convince people that basements are possible and affordable.
I don't know if I'm on a mission to convince everybody, but it sure seems like it. It's just, I get these calls every day. It's like, it's not rocket science, people. Yes, you can have it.
Werling builds a few dozen basements a year. The rest of the time, he's fixing failed foundations. He says the slab-on-grade foundations that are common here end up cracked by that heaving, expansive soil. Putting in a basement that drains properly, or even just a deeper foundation, that becomes more stable, he says. It's just good building.
A basement would cure all our problems. It wouldn't hurt our problems or create more problems. It would cure every problem we've got here.
As for cost, he says, yeah, his clients spend thousands more up front. But that gets them greater efficiency running utilities through the bottom of the house, and something crucial in a Texas summer, a space that stays naturally cool. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.